everybody. It's another night here, which is Wednesday, and we have consecutive numbers here, 12, 12, 12. So that's the date, and we should do some clearing on the 12s because we may not like them, or we don't know about it until we get it cleared off. So let's do the first 12 and release that energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That was a month. Now we'll do the day. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll do the year. We'll do 20, then we'll do the 12. So 20 is 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we will do the 12. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Oh, we'll see if Carrie's out there. Is she out there, Carrie?
I'm out here, Ron. Hi. Yes, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Creation Lightship Healing here on BBSRadio.com. So thanks for clearing those numbers, Ron. And if you guys want to do any further clearing on that, the clearing to use is the natal barcode, which is one of the first ones we should all think about doing to get our name cleared and our birth date cleared. And we can use that for this date too, right, Ron, if there are any other dates that are potentially bothering us?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay, great.
Definitely do that, yeah.
All right. So we have a couple of things we're going to talk about tonight. Ron wanted to do a show tonight on alien implants. We usually have Wednesdays as self-empowerment night, but we've done that a lot lately, so we thought we would shift gears for a little bit. So we're going to talk about alien implants. So, Ron, do you want to I'll describe the section within the alien attack page in a little bit, but do you want to describe for people, just in case we do have some newer listeners? We have all our regulars, I'm sure, but just in case there's anybody new that isn't familiar with what alien implants are, do you want to describe the kind that you see and that you clear for us?
Yeah, so here we go. We'll do an alien implant. This is one that is attached to your throat. Remember, they're all over the place. So here we go. So throat energies, kind of see how your throat's feeling. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And just see how your throat's feeling. We'll see if we have any comments there. So, back to you.
Caller line 3.
Okay, Carrie, back to you.
All right. Okay, well, I think we have a caller possibly, so maybe we'll do that first. So, is there somebody on the line?
If we use an iPad or a tablet PC or a cell phone that has internet access and we're doing clearings on the website, and it changes orientation, like you can rotate your cell phone or a tablet PC and the window will actually change from horizontal to vertical. Sometimes that widens or shrinks the website, or there's the delay during the healing, and sometimes there's white borders around the screen. So does that affect the clearing at all? Does the lightship take that into account and say, hey, we'll still do the clearings, it's not a problem, or do we have to reset the clearing because...
No, it'll work fine, just that the more you can display the light beam, the larger the picture, it may give you more energy into your room. Remember, it's using that picture to transmit energy. So some people like to have more than one light beam up, and they can feel a slight difference. But it won't matter if it's vertical or horizontal. So back to you, Carrie. Thank you for calling. Hopefully I answered that question. So if you could... actually go up and connect with a larger light beam picture, it would probably be a little better for you.
Okay. Great. Thanks for calling. All right. So we do have some questions, Ron. Do you want to go to those, or do you want to stick for a little bit to the alien implant topic? What would you like to do?
We could go to maybe a question, then we'll get back into alien implants if you like.
Okay. Well, the first question is from Jody, and she's asking, what is the main reason people don't heal?
Oh, let me think here. There's many reasons. The main reason is that you have inside of yourself your cellular memory of your ancestors. And so that brings forth all of your conditions and problems in each lifetime that you live. So each time a body's born, it will be bringing forth the energies from the past. And that's why you don't heal, because you have many, many thoughts that are recycling for each issue. So that's the main reason. So you're stuffed full of judgment, which contains thoughts, and those thoughts create illnesses, and they also recycle through your emotions to bring forth more of a problem. That's probably the main reason. And remember, the thoughts are all brought to us by the aliens. They gave us mind. So that's how I would look at the situation. That's why you don't heal, because of your past that you're living with. Back to you,
okay.
Gary.
Okay. And Ron, what about our topic tonight, alien implants? Would that affect whether or not we were able to heal?
Well, definitely. That would also do that. So that's more of the alien agenda that we're dealing with. So the implants definitely cause problems, but the implants probably are also triggered by your DNA. So, and once the implants hit, then your DNA get activated. So if you had no DNA, implants may not be that successful. But that's what they have to go by and work with, is what's stored inside of us. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. All right, so we'll spend a little time, I think, maybe going over the alien attack page portion that deals with the alien implants. So most of us are familiar with the clearing, alien attack, parasitic life forms, and web attack removal is part of the title, or it's under eliminating alien attacks, shapeshifters, and alien parasites. You can buy that clearing for a week or a month. And now it's also included in the Mind Matrix bundle. That was the bundle that Ron was giving away to everybody that was on, I think it was the October and November intensives. And that one includes, as well as the Alien Attack page, this is a bundle that's good for a month for $200. It has the Mind Matrix barcode, the cellular memory, which is a whole life clearing, the alien attack page that we're talking about tonight, and then the orb clearing, which is also a whole life clearing. So if you want to work on the alien attack page for a month and you haven't done any of the others, this bundle is available, bringing the price down considerably, you know, over what it would be if you bought it, all those clearings individually. So on the alien attack clearing page, I just had it up here and it's jumped away, there is the implant section. Here it is. It's option number 3. And this is a very, very extensive clearing, as any of you who have pulled up this page and worked on it know. There's a lot to do in here. It's a very, very comprehensive clearing, so it's a great one to have and keep running 24/7 and with multiple windows if you'd like. So option 3, alien implant removal. So, Ron, you jump in whenever you want, but the first little button to click on has a drop-down box. And I'll just read, shall I, the list of what is in here, and then you jump in and talk about whatever you'd like, Ron.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so the first thing is alien implants that are to do with body movements, and then there are body organ implants. There are implants for brain. The next section is ears and microphones, and we've had, Ron's talked about those on past shows and done sample removals of those. Energetic cording to other people is actually listed under here, so there must be alien implants connected with that. And then eyes and cameras, implants for nose, robotic body movements, implants in our skulls, implants that affect our speech patterns, implants that are tracking devices, any implants that we may have under our skin causing rashes, and then the bottom one is unknown. So do any of those grab you, Ron, to talk a little bit more about?
We could probably do something with the oxygen, alien oxygen energies. Maybe a little different, but remember they're transmitting energies to us and messing up our oxygen. So let's do a sample of that, of this one. This is on the website. It's free. And you can just see if your breathing changes. So here we go. The oxygen clearing on the website. And it's in the little drop-down box under sample clearings. Here we go, or healing. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody breathe and see how you're doing here. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thanks. And if you do think you have an implant somewhere in your body that's not in that drop-down box, there is a customized alien implants removal box. So you can, if you have a part of your body bothering you and you have a hunch that it might be due to an implant, you can put that in the customized section. And also remember that you can change the counter on this. There are preset times for running all these, but if you're still feeling bothered by something or have the sense that you need a little more time, you can redo it or just move up the amount of time on the counter. Okay, so Betty has a question, Ron, and she's wondering, what is causing the Earth not to be whole and in harmony?
The main thing, okay, the Earth has an Earth spirit, okay, and the Earth spirit is no longer here. So that means that what's here is spaceholders from light. And the spaceholders cannot do anything on their own because they don't have any energy other than light. So what you have to realize is that the Earth spirit, through the people on this planet, bringing in aliens through their rituals and practices over, thousands of years, the Earth spirit now was only like 17% of what it, was initially. I think is over 90% 2,000 years ago. So what humanity has done is actually gave away the Earth spirit to the aliens by doing their practices and rituals and going to churches, etc. So that's why the Earth is not in harmony, because it can't be. And when the Earth spirit was here, it was, at best, 17%. And that's pretty sad. So, and we have all that interference. So, there we go. So, that's the reason. So, back to you, Gary.
Okay. I just want to read out that Jeremiah says he's done, this is amazing, 5,000 I guess, timeline crashes on the false ascension. I think that must be the most we've ever heard of, Ron. 5,000 timeline crashes. That's incredible.
Yeah, he must be feeling very good. In fact, the energy is feeling great. What I'll do for everybody is, since he did 5,000 of these, what I'll do is I'll bring forth the energy of how you would feel after doing, say, 4,000 of these timeline crashes for the false ascension. So here we go. And just see how your body's feeling. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, it's feeling pretty good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So now you can see what it's like to have a lot of those clearings. If you can't feel anything, that could be normal too. Some people don't actually feel energies. But if you do feel it, this will stay with you for a few minutes here, so you can get an idea of what it's like to be dedicated to help yourself out. So back to you, Carrie. We'll see if you have any comments on the fast chat.
Yeah, there were actually a couple of comments earlier from the throat implant that you removed. I'm going back to try and find it. Gosh, where did it go? There were quite a few people that felt it. Sorry, I'm jumping around here and I've lost it. Okay, I'll try in a minute. So, but Yolanda was wondering if you could describe the different effects that alien implants have on us. I think she's trying to figure out which body parts and so forth to clear. So what kind of symptoms might we look for, perhaps, so that we know what would that would, you know, an implant would be responsible for? Do you know how to look at it from that perspective?
Well, there's, if you have a condition of something, and more than likely you have a barcode on that or an implant, okay? So let's just say that you have a problem with your throat. Maybe you continuously have a throat problem with congestion, which probably would be the lungs. So let's say you have a lung condition. And you probably have a barcode there. So let's just pick your lungs, everybody. And even though we're in wintertime, basically, so the climate change can cause a condition, but let's just look at this here as an implant now that you could be dealing with. So here we go. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, releasing that implant. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So we'll see what we get there. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Well, I found some comments when you did the oxygen clearing. Ron, Bonnie says she's feeling breathing much better. Thank you. And Tanya said she had a sigh of relief. And Richard says he's feeling more relaxed, so that's nice. So Janice was asking if you could do a space-time crash on the 12-12-12. You cleared the numbers at the beginning of the show for today's date. Do we have to do a timeline crash before we do a space-time crash on something, or can we go straight to the space-time crash?
So you have to do a timeline crash first. So we'll do a space-time crash for people on that from the first clearing here. So here we go. So we'll do a timeline crash, which what we did for the, we did 4,000 of those here to get the barcode off you, the that ascension barcode. Now we'll do a space-time crash. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll just see how that feels. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and I'm going to just give out the phone numbers if there's anybody listening who has used this clearing, the alien implant clearing on the alien attack page. It would be great to hear from you with a testimonial, and perhaps you can let us know and the listeners know how it affected you. So the numbers are listed under the Station 1 play button tonight. For those of us in the U.S. and Canada, there's a toll-free number. That's 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. And if you're outside the U.S. and Canada, you can try area code 530-413-5011. So anybody out there who's done the alien implant section on the alien attack page, we'd love to hear from you tonight. So in the meantime, we have a question from Bart. Ron and Bart's wondering where DNA comes from.
The DNA is probably given to you by the aliens as a recording program in each body that you have. So it's sort of like the body that's being creative or created has in the cellular memory, cell structure, a way to program events and situations. And those cells are in different locations in your body. So if the cells go to your hand, then you may have a problem with the hand from the past as opposed to having maybe a neck condition. So everything that's stored in a similar location is what they're doing. So they just happen to bring in these programs into you, and the cells of your body retain that information throughout the history of the body. So that's kind of what happens, unfortunately. That's why I say if you can deprogram yourself, which is what the clearings do, you'd have a much better life. And that's why you need to have clearings, unfortunately. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I'm just going to take a moment here to remind everybody that this Saturday, the 15th, December intensives start up with the four-hour call on Saturday, and that's at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for 4 hours, Ascension Preparation Conference call, and then the eight-hour Sunday intensive starts up the following morning, the 16th, Sunday the 16th, and that's from 10 a.m. Pacific and starting at 1 p.m. Eastern. So that's for the 16th, the 23rd, and the 30th, the three last Sundays of the month. And you can be on these as an absentee participant if you need to, and you can come and go if you need to. And if you'd like to be on for the full 8 hours with Ron and hear everything that's going on, you can do that too. Excuse me. Sorry, I have a frog in my throat here. Ah, that's an odd phrase, isn't it? I wonder why we say that. Maybe I need a frog clearing. Excuse me. All right. Anything else you want to add to that, Ron? I'm guessing that everybody listening knows what the intensives are all about. There are a couple of names on here that I don't see all the time, but I don't know if they're new people or not. Maybe you better do a quick little pitch for your intensive there.
Yeah, so it gets rid of the alien critters that are attached to you. And whether you believe it or not, they're there. That's why we have a situation here where these things are affecting our body. So, unfortunately, this is the way it works. So you need to realize that you are having troubles because of alien stuff happening with you. And that's the main reason. So the best way is just to get some clearings done, and these alien critters you can't see, and they squirm around inside of you, and unfortunately by doing so, you have a problem. So what I'll do is release an energy that's normally in the top of your head, and we'll just see what that is here. These normally are like little maggots, so let's release that. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Excuse me. So, Jeremiah, I just wanted to pop in. Jeremiah had mentioned to get all those 5,000 timeline crashes for the false ascension that he did. He used several computers with multiple screens up. So if anybody is has been doing timeline crashes and is just doing one at a time or two at a time, I guess this is a good chance to remind you that you can do more than one at a time. I know with the space-time crashing, they can be quite rough, and you might not want to do loads at a time. And I think, Ron, you've said people, I know I often do five at a time when I'm doing timeline crashes, depending on the topic. If your body's getting a little uncomfortable or it's making you really tired, you need to back off and do less. But I know some people have done 10 at a time. Do you want to just comment on that real quick, well, since I brought it up, Ron? I think you're on mute, Ron. We can't hear you.
Yep, you're right. Okay, so some people like to do a lot of clearings at once. I would be cautious because you don't know sometimes what's going to happen to you. Remember, you're bringing in energies, and your body has to process the new you. And sometimes the old you could be having troubles. So you may want to, you know, naturally first see how you're feeling. I can't say that, you know, it'll work for everybody to do a lot of them. I can recall a few people saying that they thought, you know, there was no problem whatsoever doing a lot. They did quite a few, then all of a sudden they did one clearing where it knocked them out, and they had to stay home from work for a couple of days. So it's kind of up to you. But just try it, you know, see how many windows you want to put up, but just be cautious. Remember, just because it worked once doesn't mean it's going to work great, you know, a second or third time. Oh.
Okay, and Janice is saying, Ron, that she has been timeline crashing 12, 12, 12, but she hadn't done any space-time crashes, so that's why she was asking for that sample. So on that sample that you did, Kelly says she was yawning, and Bonnie was feeling dizzy, and Patrick's head was whirling around. So I guess we all need to do that for ourselves. There's a lot of energies around today, so a good one for us to all do. And we've been talking about the space-time crash, Ron, and Bart's wondering what that is. Could you describe what that is?
The space-time puts you back into here in case you're not being brought back fully. So when you do a timeline crash, normally you come back here. In fact, we'll do that right now. We'll do a space-time crash for your birthday when you were 3 years of age. So just pick your birthday, the date of whatever that would be. And if you're out on multiple timelines at the age of three, and you got lost out there in the Beyondo. Remember, this is where your spirit could be hanging out, maybe parts of you. So we're going to do that and bring that back to you. So here we go. Count to five. We're going to bring back you from the age of three on that birth date. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So let's just see if anybody out there felt more of themselves come back to you. Remember, this is when you were 3. You might be listening in your 80 years of age right now, so that would be 77 years ago that you haven't been in your body. Interesting, isn't it? Well, just think if it would be 103, then it would be 100 years that you lost yourself. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so we have a question over at clsquestions@yahoo.com. Somebody is asking, what are shadow bodies, Ron?
A shadow body is a replica of you. And so that would be like a clone body. And they can be with you, also kind of, I believe, attached to you. So we have shapeshifters that live in our bodies. That's much like what we get rid of on the alien attack calls. But a shadow body would be a body that kind of looks like you, kind of wants to come into your realm. You probably have seen people that you're talking to them when they kind of glance up in the air. They don't know what you're talking about, or else they get something. So that could either be a shadow body being there, and it could be a clone. So the shadow body is something that looks like you. It's created by the darkness. It does have a spirit, and it has a mind, and naturally a body. So this is an energetic body that takes the place of you. Maybe they abduct you and they pop in the shadow body in your particular GPS location. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Keith is asking about the New Year's call where you bring in the energies for 2011, when that is, and that is on the 6th of January, which is the first Sunday in January. And Ron, do you want to describe that real quick for people?
Yeah, we bring in the energies that will be coming to our planet in a sense. I'm not 100% correct because the light only works in the now, but assuming that, we'll just say that you're going to be able to sense the energies that will be coming forth month by month by month for next year. And it's a good way to kind of understand that. So, again, you're able to see how you're going to be relating to that energy at each month. And that's why we're doing this here. So, back to you.
Okay, and I don't have it up in front of me, Ron, but I believe that's at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 Eastern, is that right?
Yes, it is. That's correct, yeah.
Okay, and you're going to do water charging for 1 week, 1 week's worth of water charging on that call also.
Yes, that is correct. So you want to get your water containers to do that.
Okay. And remember somebody asked on a previous show if they should bring anything to that. So the water would be one thing. And then if you want to bring a notepad, have with you a notepad and a pencil or a pen to write down what you sense as Ron brings each month in, the flavor of it. It's kind of interesting to look back over the year and see if those months, went the way they felt. So let's see. We did have a couple of comments, Ron, from the implant that you released out of our backs our lungs, I believe it was. And Carl was saying he felt it in the back of his neck after being down in the lungs, and he was wondering why he would feel it in his neck when you released it.
There could be another one. So let's do one in the neck. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Getting rough. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Oh, boy. So there we go, everybody. Just see how you're feeling. Wow. Back to you.
Okay. let's see. We have a comment from Carl. When you did the space-time crash for our three-year-old birthday of turning three, he says he was having amazing flashbacks and he feels more whole. So it's always interesting when we feel stuff on these. That's just a confirmation to us that we need these clearings. And I just want to remind everybody to remember that when you feel something on these samples that Ron is doing, they're just usually a speck in the ocean, a drop in the ocean of what we actually need, because the samples just deal with a tiny, tiny piece of whatever topic Ron is clearing. That would, I guess, suggest to us what you're feeling, Carl, and I'm sure other people are experiencing similar or maybe different body sensations and so forth, that we all need to timeline crash and space-time crash events like our birthdays. I mean, I guess in theory we could do it for every day of our life. It would take a long time, but pivotal days like birthdays and so forth would probably be a good place to start. Would you say, Ron, what do you think?
I would suggest that, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And then somebody mentioned not to timeline crash other people, and I don't remember if that applied to timeline crashes, if we can buy that and do that for somebody else. I know for space-time crash, that was one that you said never do that for another person. Can we? I just want to confirm whether or not we can do timeline crashing for another person who we know would never do it for themselves if we wanted to do that.
Boy, it's kind of iffy. I would rather have people become more conscious of what they're doing so that, you know, I would say probably not. If you have somebody that lives with you, yes. But doing it like for a boyfriend or girlfriend or your school teacher or the person you work with, no. If they're in your family and they live with you physically, yes. Okay? Because the whole thing is you don't know what that person is doing. Let's just say that you see somebody who's a church member, right, and they go to church every day. And you think you're going to do this great healing on them, and they'll think that the church did it to them. And that'll be very counterproductive for everybody who that person is talking to, because you're going to be attaching them more to more darkness, because they may have did something, you know, in accordance to some type of belief or something. And you're causing them a big injustice. You're getting them more stuck into darkness if they tell other people that they have this wonderful healing from Jesus, you know, from something or somewhere else, from Muhammad or whatever. And then all of a sudden they're going to, that's going to enforce their faith. So I would say definitely not. If they live with you and you want to talk to them and say, you want to do this, I'll do this for you, they could say yes or no. Even if they say no, you can still do it, as long as they're living with you. But I would not recommend doing it for anybody else outside of your family. That includes your children, your spouse. But you want to be able to see how they're changing too and how much better they feel. But you don't want to, you know, give this away to people that won't have an understanding, because they may go sideways with the situation. And you could be harming more people by doing it. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thanks. So some comments, Ron, from the neck implant that you took out. Brian says he got hot in the back right side of his neck. Roger says he felt that in his throat mostly. And Janice said, oh, here's my frog again. Excuse me. Huge yawning with that neck release. Janice says, thanks, Ron. Kelsey, hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, is yawning a lot. Jed says it must have been in his jugular vein. So looks like we've all got neck implants. Jeez Louise. Okay, so Janice is also mentioning that she had a flashback on the space-time crash that you did for our third birthday, Ron, and she had a flashback on where she lived back then. So that is interesting. And then Jared, regarding the alien attack page that we've been talking about today, is mentioning that he has that page up all the time. So that's great. Now, I was just going to... I've lost the window. Oh, dear. Where is it gone? I was just going to mention something about the alien attack page. Oh, yeah. Okay. So a lot of the stuff on here, on this online version of the alien attack page, Ron does clear on the intensives, and we just gave out the dates for the upcoming December intensives. But there are a few things that that aren't sort of included in the intensive usually. And one of the ones that I use a lot, which is very helpful if you're in business or you get bumped in the line at the market or accidental physical contacts, if you're trying to avoid those, is option 4, which is the alien parasitic life form removal. But there's, in the drop-down box, the first thing on there is alien life forms transferred or obtained by touching others. And as much as we try not to, sometimes it's very difficult to avoid. So if during the day you have had physical contact with other people, and obviously, especially if they're people that aren't clearing themselves through Ron or his website, this is a very helpful tool for us that Ron has provided, the alien life forms transferred or obtained by touching others. So even if you're on the 8-hour intensive, this is a good little thing to have. The alien shapeshifters can be removed here, option 5. And then... Ron, you probably haven't looked at this page recently yourself, but option 6 is alien mind hypnosis. Do you want to describe that one? We don't really talk about that I can remember
alien
on the show.
Alien mind hypnosis?
Yeah, that's option 6 in the alien attack
page. What that is if they start working with your mind. Here we go, everybody. So how many of you have had a thought that went away? So let's.
Right when you're thinking it?
Yeah, right when you're thinking it, all of a sudden it's gone. You go, oh, wait a minute. Do I have Alzheimer's or Alzheimer's? You know. So here we go. let's pick something that happened today, where you were trying to connect the dots on something and it just didn't happen. So here we go. One. And think of something maybe within maybe a 3-hour window. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see if you happen to remember something. Okay, I think we got a caller. I heard a beep, I believe.
Yep, me too. Who's on the line?
Hi, this is Joyce.
Hi, Joyce.
Hi, I have a couple questions. Can I ask them?
Go ahead.
Sure.
On the alien all-parallel lifetime removal, it says to use what whole lifetime, to put in what whole lifetime you want to clear. I don't know quite what to do with that.
Well, can you answer that one, Carrie?
Yeah, so that clearing is a clearing that enables us to kind of copy and paste, in a sense, the whole lifetime clearings that we've had for ourselves in this life, on this timeline, to use that to give the clearing, so to speak, to the clones of us living on other timelines. So let's say you've had your whole life emotional clearing and your whole life mental clearing. You can go in and use the advanced parallel life clearing to give that clearing to all your clones, basically. Does that make sense?
Yes, that is excellent. I have
two
questions. The other one is on the New Earth transport. Do you put in your maintenance, your daily maintenance?
Ron?
Yeah, what I would do is when you do a clearing, and regardless of what clearing it is, and you feel some kind of relief, some of the clearings, except for the free ones, you can get the unlimited version. So you may want to actually do the unlimited and go in there periodically to do something.
Correct. Good. And I've got one last question.
And which one you're feeling more than others?
Okay.
Oh, if you do feel some relief, I would do that a lot, maybe once a week or something, because there are some people that have situations that they don't know how to really, but they don't know what's causing their problems, and they start doing and they start feeling better.
Excellent.
And by all means, I would check into the barcodes too.
Okay.
So just make sure that you
do that. And I've got one last question about reoccurring even problematic situation barcode removal.
Okay.
What barcode do I put in?
Oh, okay. Yeah. That one is that one's automatic. So if you have a situation that you keep stumbling upon or it finds you, then that would be the reoccurring barcode.
Excellent. Thank you.
And
so
that
much
would automatically be attached to a barcode that you know nothing about, because it keeps reoccurring. Remember, it's like having your computer, and you turn it on, and you get your Windows thing, you do a password if you have that, and then it opens up to your desktop. Well, all these kind of run automatically. So you may have something running that's automatic with you that you know nothing about, and you wonder why the situation keeps happening to you over and over again. So that's probably what if you have a condition or situation, then you may want to continuously run that clearing to get rid of that particular code that's being used against you.
Oh, thank you. All I know is my health and my husband's health is 1,000% improved since we've been working with you. Thank you so very much.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for that. That's great.
That's it. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. Okay. just want to clear up the date for the January call. Marcy pointed out that we had on one show a couple of Wednesdays ago, I think it was, mentioned that it was on Saturday the 5th. So any of you who did hear that show, we did get the date wrong that day, and it is on Sunday the 6th, January Sunday the 6th, the first Sunday in January at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. Just want to make sure you all know that. Ron, let's have a look here. Not seeing any other questions. I'm going to pull the Alien Attack page back up again and just run down here and see. Okay, so we talked about alien mind hypnosis. Also on this page, and I don't recall you specifically doing this on a Sunday intensive call, but maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong. Option 7 is alien life form cording to alien life forms, cording our energy system. excuse me. So can you just mention that a little bit? We just have a few minutes left on the show, but there are a couple of things on here I just wanted to bring up just in case there is anybody that hasn't ever done this clearing, because there's so much we can do on this page.
Okay, so that's how the life forms are courting you? Is that what it was? Or?
Yeah, option 7, alien life forms courting, and then you hit the little button, alien life forms courting your energy system is what's written on the page.
Okay. That one would be, it's a little hard to talk about this because I'm not completely 100% sure, but as they connect to you, we'll say that you're dealing with an octopus energy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're courting your body, and they don't have to necessarily give you a physical condition. They may just be taking energy away from you because they like you so much. So you may not have any type of ill effect, maybe just a little bit, because you're losing energy someplace. You're leaking energy out to them. But still, it's just an energetic courting that the aliens are doing. And it could be a lot stronger than that with people. In fact, we'll do it right now for you. I'll give you an example of both. So we'll first do one for energetic courtings that people are doing. And we're going to do that clearing for your eyes, okay?
Okay.
Maybe you have beautiful looking eyes and everybody likes looking at your eyes. And they want to court you because of that. So we're going to first take away that energy. Here we go. So one, this is from people. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So that's people. And now we're going to bring the energy back to you. So you're kind of like back to where you were a couple minutes ago. So you may feel your eyes kind of change as we connect the energetic cords from the people back to you. And now we're going to take away the aliens that are cording your eyes, okay, the alien energies. Just see if you can feel a difference. You may or may not. This is a test. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, everybody. So just see how you're feeling. Our show's going to end in about a minute here. So, you know, you can maybe check on the fast chat to see what people's responses are. Maybe you could just indicate, you know, what you felt. Maybe, you know, people's versus aliens. They're both bad, but the aliens you don't normally consider courting you. For people, you know about that. So if you could maybe bring something there on the fast chat, that'd be great. So we got another radio program coming up, and you can go to the website to check it out. It'd be the top right side, a little ways down. And we'll see you later, everybody. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron.
And if you want to continue on with the alien courtings, we can do that on our next program on BBS for Station 2 on Friday. So thank you, everyone. Blessings.
Night-night.